So we're starting our service with a God at Work interview, and I'd like to invite up Lisa and Linda to come pick your stool of choice here. We do these God at Work interviews for a couple different reasons. First of all, we just like to help you get to know other people in our congregation. Welcome. It's also really awesome and encouraging to see how God is at work in different areas of our lives, because in different seasons and with different people, he works in different ways, and it's really cool and encouraging to see. So, welcome, ladies. Good to see you. We are interviewing Lisa and Linda because they are the Daily Dippers. Perhaps some of you actually know this about them already, but they have been dipping in the ocean regularly since at least January, I think, right?
January 9th,
okay. So we're going to get into that in a minute, but I would like to ask my first question, which is just introduce yourself and tell us, how'd you come to follow Jesus? Either of you can start.
Hi, my name is Linda Harbo, and I came to follow Jesus actually when a friend of mine took me to church, and just during the service, there was a call to receive Jesus, and she went up to the front, and I thought, don't leave me here by myself in the back, so I followed her up to the front, and I received Jesus. I didn't even know what was going on, actually, but you know what? God just met me where I was at, and I've been following him ever since.
And then there's me. I first found out about the Lord when I almost lost my dad when I was 5 years old, and someone said, don't worry, your daddy won't die because Jesus saved him. But I didn't know who Jesus was, but I thought he must be pretty cool because my dad was, you know, my hero. And when I was 7, my brother gave me a Gideon's Bible back in the 70s for Christmas. And I did the little prayer. That's how old I am. And I didn't know anything until I was 26, really. And the Lord, I was a single mom, and the Lord came into my life in a massively powerful way. So, and here I am.
So we'll start with Lisa on this one. And if you guys hold it just a little closer, then we can turn the gain down a bit. Just hold the microphone closer. We want to hear from you. During the pandemic, these ladies have taken up regular and even daily ocean dipping. So how did you start, Lisa? And what made you decide to keep going with this?
Well, Marina, a friend of ours, well, she's more of an acquaintance. I watched her journey in 2018. And I thought she was kind of crazy because she just, you know, it was cold, but she looked so happy, and she was talking about cold water therapy and how it's good for inflammation and it's good for all these things. And I've been autoimmune sick since 2000, and I started having neurological issues in 2013. We didn't know I had brain damage, and autoimmune related, we don't know. So I've had some really severe health issues, and I thought, I might try this. But I waited. So it was last year, and I thought, I'm going to do this. But they say, you know, so I did the research, and it's supposed to be so amazing for you, but you start in summer. And so by the time you get to winter, right, it's not such a big deal. And last year was really hard. I was having full body seizures, and I couldn't walk a lot of the time, and I was very sick. And so anyways, I broke my ankle in 3 places, and I had an open wound. So I made it to September 25th, and my wound was open for 3.5 months. But this, as soon as I got the go-ahead from my wound care nurse, I was in the ocean the next day. And I couldn't get out fast enough because I was, like, hobbling. But it was horrifying. And I thought, maybe I'll do it, twice a week for the health benefits. And we just kept doing it. And, you know, my grandson was with me, and he was cheering me on. And I thought, okay, I can do this. And today was 191 days consecutively.
That's awesome. I started dipping just because we did a New Year's, a friends and family New Year's Eve polar bear dip. And I've never done it. I thought I was going to die. I was scared to do it. And then once I did it, I'm like, oh, I could do this again. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And then I did it again, and again, and again, and again. And now I'm, up to 181 dips. But I agree with Lisa. I mean, it's just so good for the body, but it was really good for the mind too. I mean, I got to see some of my friends every day during COVID, and just that little time with God in the morning. It was really special, and it is really special. And I will keep keep going for sure.
Yeah. Do you want to read here?
Yeah. So I just wanted, I wrote this actually for the paper, but it never made it in. And I just wanted to read it. It's just a little bit of an insight of how special the dips are, and just basically gives you a little bit of a detailed account of what we do every day. So this is what I wrote. It all commenced with the idea of a New Year's Eve dip. This set the stage for the daily dipping escapades. Let me introduce myself. We are the Daily Dippers, Linda, Lisa, and Marina. With more than 180 dips under our belt, we proudly return day to day, meeting our designated oceanfront heaven. We start by making our way to a lowly piece of driftwood that faithfully grips our towels. We pause to gulp the crisp ocean air and admire its exquisiteness of hues of blues and greens. Only then do we notice the silent spectators observing in parked cars. I wrote this in January. It was very cold. We notice the silent spectators observing in parked cars, clutching their warm beverages only meters away with shocked faces, comprehending what we are about to do. Outwardly, we jump to it, articulating that we aren't quite feeling it today. We might add a remark or two about the cold weather, refer to how high the waves are, and the crescendo ceases with the proclamation of a sea lion sighting. Conversations accomplished, we proceed to toes grazing the shoreline, standing privileged in our bathing suits, ready and poised as we drop away in the sea for our cold water therapy, splashing away the winterness. We sing this. We loudly chant, we are the daily dippers plunging in the sea. We are the daily dippers, my friends and me. We are the daily dippers, what a crazy sight. We are the daily dippers, dipping day and night. We are the daily dippers, hear our laughter roar. We are the daily dippers, coming back for more. When we come out of the water, our skin turns crimson, our lips quivering, but you won't miss the brilliant smiles as we accomplish our soul-filling, friendship-building, and rejuvenating ocean dip. Our laughter is evident, as you can hear it echoing through the neighborhood. Nonetheless, we can't help the craziness of the ocean calls, beckoning us back for more, as we are the Daily Dippers.
And Lisa, I'll let you answer this last question. Where do you see God at work when you're dipping? How does the Lord bless you through this experience?
Well, we know that God works in many different ways. I've just been so sick for so long that I was willing to try anything, really. And obviously, we have to do our part. So, just eating clean and, trying to do as much as I could. But I just thought, hey, God, maybe this will work. And so for me, it was strictly health related. Mm-hmm. And, I have not done this well since 2012. And in April, because every spring I get really sick, my neurologist, we were just kind of like, how is it going to be this year? And I hit May, and I'd say to my husband, I'm feeling so good, but, is it going to last? And I was trying to have faith, and I have not had an episode, and this is the first time since 2012. I know a lot of it because of how the brain works. The damage in my brain affects my central nervous system a lot like MS. Mm-hmm. And so there's the hardware issue, there's a software issue, and it's like rewiring. And so when I'm in the water, there is a rewiring that's happening. Probably it's like shocking, it's so cold. But I have not had a seizure in a year. I've used my cane like momentarily and then it was just gone. My brain's tried to freeze a few times, but then it was just gone. And I have a 5-year-old grandson and I can keep up with him. I'm doing CrossFit. I'm getting my life back. And I really do believe that this is one of the things that the Lord had for me to do. And I'm in awe. I am absolutely in awe. And like Linda, 7:30 this morning, I was there at 9:30 last night. There was a man on the beach this morning that was there last night, and he said, I was watching you in the water, and he said, you were so peaceful, because I was just like talking to God and thanking God and watching the sunset, and just for the first time in a very long time, feeling like my life is being given back to me. And that's what I mean, like God, obviously it was more than just dipping in the ocean, mm-hmm. And freezing ourselves. It was, the piece of the puzzle to complete for my health, and I just expect to keep going up. Yeah.
Well, let's pray for these ladies as they continue their dipping. So, Lord, we thank you for Lisa and Linda. And, Lord, we thank you also for the others who've been involved, for Pam, for Jean, for Nancy and Marina. And, Lord, we thank you for the benefits that you've given them through stepping out into the water, quite literally, Lord, as a metaphor, but also truly. And we pray that you would bless them. We pray for their health, that you would encourage them, that you would continue to improve their health, that you would use the blessings of being in your creation to continue to inspire them. But, Lord, we also pray for their joy and their peace. Lord, we thank you that you are a God of adventure and that you minister to us through being in your creation. And we pray that you would, as you continue to build them up in that way, that they would overflow with their life and joy towards others and bring them on in the journey, not only of ocean dipping, but also in following you. So, Lord, we pray that you would bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.